This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden touted his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan Wednesday, hoping to summon public support to push past the Republicans lining up against the massive effort. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Inaction simply is not an option.
Speaking at the White House, the president says that's because the U.S. has fallen behind other countries.
America is no longer the leader of the world because we're not investing.
Noting infrastructure evolves, Biden says things such as high-speed internet have become just as essential as roads and bridges.
We need to start seeing infrastructure through its effect on the lives of working people in America.
As for funding it through an increase in the corporate tax rate, Biden says he's not looking to punish anybody.
But damn it, maybe it's because I come from a middle-class neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of ordinary people being fleeced.
Again, the president says he's open to ideas, but
I will not impose any tax increases on people making less than $400,000 a year.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo pledged Wednesday to continue the Trump administration's aggressive trade war with China, saying she will work as aggressively as possible to protect American workers and businesses from unfair Chinese practices. Speaking during a White House press briefing, Raimondo said tariffs imposed during the Trump presidency and widely decried by Democrats at the time have in fact helped save American jobs in steel and aluminum industries. Overall, the United States is maintaining tariffs on 66% of Chinese exports. Raimondo said those import taxes are needed to level the playing field for international trade. A Pew Research Center survey taken last year found that nearly 9 out of 10 American adults consider China a competitor or an enemy rather than a partner. This is VOA News. The EU's drug regulator said Wednesday it had found a possible link between the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and a rare clotting disorder, but recommended the vaccine's continued use. Eimear Cook is the executive director of the European Medicines Agency.
The reported cases of unusual blood clotting following vaccination with the AstraZeneca vaccine should be listed as possible side effects of the vaccine.
Most of the cases reported have occurred in women under 60 within 2 weeks of vaccination, but based on the currently available evidence, the EMA was not able to identify specific risk factors. Experts reviewed several dozen cases that came mainly from Europe and the United Kingdom, where around 25 million people have received the AstraZeneca vaccine. A Florida coroner says a man who died after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine died of a natural cause. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
A South Florida medical examiner's office says a doctor who died about 2 weeks after he got Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine died in a manner that's been categorized as natural. 56-year-old Dr. Gregory Michael died in January from immune thrombocytopenia, according to an email from Darren Caprera, director of operations for the Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner Department. The condition known as ITP can prevent blood from clotting and cause internal bleeding. According to Caprera's email, there is no medical certainty that the COVID shot caused the disorder. Michael's death was investigated by the Florida Department of Health and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Mike Gracia.
A lawyer for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says doctors have found he is suffering from two spinal hernias. Vadim Kobzev told the Interfax news agency Wednesday that Navalny also has a spinal protrusion and is beginning to lose sensation in his hands. Navalny went on a hunger strike last week to protest what he called poor medical care in a Russian prison. The 44-year-old Navalny is President Vladimir Putin's harshest critic. He was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he was undergoing treatment for a nerve agent poisoning, which he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have denied the accusation. Authorities said Wednesday golfer Tiger Woods was speeding when he crashed an SUV in Southern California. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva blamed the February 23rd crash solely on excessive speed and Woods' loss of control behind the wheel. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app.